Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. My guest today is Marva Robinson. I had the great pleasure of hearing her sing at a fundraiser for WHQR, at which she did some opera selections. This was at Beckwith Recital Hall many years ago. I was blown away. I also heard Marva sing "His Eye Is on the Sparrow" at a special concert with the Paul Winter Consort, mm-hmm. with our commentator Andy Wood as one of the featured speakers. She is a wonderful singer. You may have heard her, but she is many, many other things, and she'll be appearing as a special guest artist with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra this Saturday night for a program that sounds spectacular. It's called A Change Is Gonna Come. So, Marva, thank you for joining us today.
I am so honored to be here, and it's a pleasure. Pleasure to get up and come see your cheery face this morning.
Thank you. Now, Marva, I know you as a solo singer, mm-hmm. someone that could have had an opera career if you had decided to go that direction, but you also taught in the schools for a long time. Just briefly mention that.
I did. I'm a teacher with 34 years of experience. I taught 1 year in Gary, Indiana, and then came home, got married, and had my children, and found a wonderful career in education. I taught LD kids in English and math in algebra. I remember the algebra, yes. Some of those techniques that I got from Williston. And I also was the choral director. Had wonderful children. We did many great things. And so I was just pleased to have that as a part of my life.
And one of the things that you do these days and have done for quite some time is you direct the Williston Alumni Community Choir. So talk a bit about that group and how it got started.
The Williston years were so monumental, as we shared a few minutes ago, that Williston was the hub for our community because we just had to hone in on those skills and things and talents that we had right in our community. So we had many great people who went on. Meadowlark Lemon, there was another lady who was in the field of opera. So many great people came out of Williston, and the teachers were wonderful.
Was that Katarina Yarborough? Did she go to Williston?
No, not Katie.
Oh, it was another.
Not Katarina. It's another lady.
I can't
remember her name.
Right.
I had the pleasure of meeting Miss Yarborough when she came into Wilmington. It was wonderful.
Yes.
And the music department was so great. Constance Odell, who is still alive and living in Atlanta, was our chorus teacher.
Oh.
She traveled with us and we did many great things. The voices were wonderful. We used to appear every year on Jim Burns and then travel throughout southeastern North Carolina. What she gave us was this idea of excellence, and that was the whole spirit of Williston.
And yes.
The idea of excellence. We also had a great band under Mr. Floyd. So then after Mrs. Odell retired from school, there were still a lot of Willistonians living in the area who were a part of the choir, and the idea to form an alumni group started with her, and it did many wonderful things. A Christmas concert, I came back as a special guest at Keenan, and so when she became ill, and had to move in with her children. Then they revamped again, and that's how I got to be the director.
So you're the director of the Williston Alumni Community Choir. And Williston, for those of you that don't know it and haven't lived in Wilmington for a long time, was the high school at that time. It's now a middle school, but it was the high school right in the heart of the Black community during the days when Wilmington was way more divided racially than it is now. We still have things that we're working on.
Yeah.
But in those days, that was the Black high school. It was a source of great pride
in the
Black community. And as you said, a school of excellence
in
many, many ways.
Yes. And we did a lot of music, different genres of music. And one time we had an exchange with the students, with the choral music students at New Hanover High School. And what was ingrained in us was that we had the privilege of dispelling all of the myths of inferiority and also the myth of superiority.
Mm.
So that was what we took. And the exchange was wonderful. It really was.
Music is a language that just transcends barriers.
It does. And we, I think, as artists have that responsibility. We have that responsibility to get rid of the mess because you have that wonderful medium of sharing and caring through the music.
Absolutely. Now, along with the Williston Alumni Community Choir, this is Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Keenan Auditorium. The program is called A Change Is Gonna Come. It will include that community choir, also the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra, and the winners of the Student Concerto Competition, which happens every year with the Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. What I'd like you to do right now, Marva, is to talk about what people will hear on Saturday night. If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Marva Robinson, who is supposedly retired from teaching, but it sounds like she's not retired at all.
No,
she's very, very busy, and I understand you're directing, you're a music director of what, three churches?
Of two different churches,
but I
play every Sunday. I had the opportunity of bringing wonderful hymns and gospel music to my mother's church, which is my home church, in the Leland area, Johnson Chapel, Amy Zion Church. I play for them three Sundays. Mm. And then another Sunday, I journey to East Arcadia and play for Graham Chapel. I've enjoyed it. I really have because, well, I would say that it hasn't been a lot of work, but it has because you have to bring music that they can really grasp,
yes,
but also try to build that idea of different kinds of music and the degree of excellence that never leaves me.
Exactly.
It's hard.
Yeah, and you know, and I'm sure that you have people in the choirs that you work with and in the chorus that you work with who don't read music.
Exactly.
I don't. I'm not a sight singer.
Exactly.
And so I have to be able to hear it, and then I can imitate it. And especially for me, learning to sing different parts was very difficult.
It is very difficult.
I'd always slide into the melody.
Yes, you would.
I was an alto, but I'd slide over next to the sopranos,
exactly,
and I would sing
and
along with them.
I have that happening all the time, even in the Williston Choir.
Yeah.
But you mentioned this program. I am on edge. I am anxious. I am overwhelmed, but I am excited.
Yes.
Nonetheless, that this is the 50th anniversary celebration of the signing of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, signed by President Lyndon Baines Johnson on July the 2nd. And this celebration is the beginning of many that it's going to take forth, and that's going to happen also in the Brunswick County, Columbus County, all of those Rosemount schools that and the segregated high schools are forming a coalition.
Wow.
And they've been working. So it's the beginning step. The program, what you will hear, we will be doing from classical to R&B. The symphony is going to do an orchestral arrangement of three spirituals. I think Kumbaya, O Freedom, and something else. Every time I feel the
Every
spirit.
Every time I feel the spirit.
Every time I
moving
feel
in
the
my
spirit.
Heart, I will pray.
Yes, and I had the privilege of singing a piece by Rossini with the Knoxville Symphony Orchestra where I went to school.
Wow.
And so we'll be doing that with the orchestra.
And you'll be singing that.
You'll be
with
singing.
Them.
Oh, and then to
great.
Bring the history in for this program, I have four narrators. Rhonda Bellamy from the North Carolina Arts Council.
Oh.
Mrs. Dorothy DeShields, former member of the New Hanover County Board of Ed.
Oh, yes.
Then Reverend Dr. Thurman Everett with the Baptist Association, who has this deep, rich, resounding
voice. Yeah.
And also the Honorable James Faison. They will bring their talent as narrators to bring in the history, which then is a segue into the music that we'll be presenting. This piece by Rossini, I Will Give Thanks, is celebratory in nature. The second part, my son, Claude Robinson III, is going to do the Sam Cooke arrangement of A Change Is Gonna Come. He has a beautiful R&B voice, like Luther Vandross.
Oh.
So we're excited about that. Reverend Dr. Joyce Jones has a wonderful deep contralto tenor voice, and she'll be doing Nina Simone's I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free.
Oh, I love that.
With orchestra, and then an Aretha Franklin arrangement of How I Got Over. A talent that Wilmington has to hear is Dr. Jones, and also Reverend George Mays, who is a local minister and an educator, a pianist, just a multi-talented person who has this wonderful voice, will be doing Precious Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
And then
What a program.
The Williston Choir is going to do Negro Spirituals. And the culminating piece, which Martin Luther King led right into, is Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory with the Battle Hymn of the Republic with the symphony.
Which is such a powerful, stirring piece.
Yes, because you remember in his speech in Memphis, those were his last words where he had this feeling.
My eyes have seen the glory.
I mean, I get that with you, but mine eyes have seen the glory.
Boy, I get chills just even thinking about that.
Wonderful. So we're bringing in a whole realm of different kinds of talent.
Now, how do those student competition winners, the student concerto competition winners figure in? What are they doing in the program?
They will be the first part of the program.
Okay.
And they will be performing the pieces that they won in the concerto
competition. I see. Great.
So they will be featured first, and then the remaining part of the program will be this celebration.
So this is like a 2-for-1, 3-for-1, 10-for-1 experience Saturday night.
Can we not talk enough about our local Wilmington Symphony Orchestra and what they do? I am such a fan of Stephen Arante and what he tries to do in bringing all elements of the community together at different times.
He understands.
And he's such a gentle spirit and a wonderfully talented man.
He and his wife both really understand the power that music has.
Yes, they do.
To heal, to reach out, to bridge gaps in our community, and to bring everyone together in celebration.
Yes.
The program is called A Change Is Gonna Come. It is this Saturday, February 8th at 8 p.m. at Keenan Auditorium, featuring the winners of the Student Concerto Competition, also the Williston Alumni Community Choir, many incredible soloists that Marva Robinson just mentioned, including Marva Robinson herself, and of course, our very own Wilmington Symphony Orchestra. Tickets are available from the Keenan box office, 962-3500, or you can go to wilmingtonsymphony.org. Marva, it sounds like I'm going to be there Saturday night. This is just not to be missed.
It is not. It is not. We hope everybody will come and embrace this.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you.